Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Coming up on Relatables, a guy who gaslights you is the type of guy that would say, "Now I see why my friends don't like you."
Come on, hit me back. That's the type of guy who says, "Did you come?"
And then when you go, "Nah," he goes, "Yeah, you did."
What you wanna do, be what you wanna be, Relatables.
You are listening to
Relatables
Season 3,
Episode 16.
Getting up there, baby.
Spotify's back. All right, how's everyone going? Quickly, if you're not on Patreon, get on Patreon. We'll love you if you're over there. That's the only plug.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, also, winner is drawn for Patreon thing. Big congrats to
her. Name was Sophie.
Sophie. But I have a cool story. Something happened to me yesterday. Just get everyone juicied up for the episode. So I was at Coogee Boardwalk, Coogee to Bondi. There's like this big walk.
Mm-hmm.
It's like busy, a lot of people on it. But I was like going for a run. All right. A little running boy era.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I was running Coogee to Bondi. And there's like this part of it where it's like boardwalk on like a cliff. And it's like the, you know, there's like the boardwalk where it's like, it's like the one at King Cumber to Devo.
Yeah, it's like the metal.
It's like weird metal mesh.
Yeah, it sort of takes your weight.
And so I was like, yeah. And so I was like, running. And I don't know why I just was feeling very confident. I was like, I'm taking my shirt off while I'm running. It was hot.
Oh, yeah.
Like it was hot and I was wearing a black shirt and I was like, fuck, it's hot. And so I went to take my shirt off, had AirPod in and knocked AirPod out while on this mesh stuff.
Pain. Or to go through.
And so it drops and I was like, it was like slow motion. I was like, no, I see it going and it goes and it bounces and then it lands and then like the long bit lands into one of the cracks and I was like, yes, it's going to stop it. And then it just fell through. And I was like, no. And it was about a 2 meter drop down to some bush.
Yeah.
So it was up on some, so it was like, so I was like boardwalk, 2 meter drop, just thick bush. And then it was like probably like 20 meters of just bush and then cliff face.
Yeah.
And so I was looking at it, and but when I saw it landed perfectly on a leaf.
Oh, you saw it.
So I could see it.
That's lovely.
And I was like, I have to go get this. I can see it.
Yeah.
Like, and I was looking at it and I was like, okay, what am I going to do? And so, what I did was I couldn't jump off right there. So I took one of my shoes off and I left it right above where the AirPod was.
That's actually really smart.
And so I walked to the end and I jump over and I jump down to where it's not as much of a drop.
And it's so you're wearing one shoe.
I'm wearing one shoe. I walk over there. There's people walking past me too. And like, I was thinking people probably think I'm going to go kill myself or something. and so I'm out there. And so I jump down and it's like, ends up being way thicker bush than I expected. Snake infested for sure. Yeah. And I'm like, shit in my pants. And I'm like, fuck. And I'm like, well, I'm in this. People are watching me. I'm going to get this thing. And so I start walking. I'm like walking down and I'm like, I'm actually like walking away from where I want to go just so I can go through less bush. And then someone's like, what are you doing? And I was like, I dropped one of my AirPods and I can see it. And I was like, you know, I think I'm just going to take the loss. And so he's like, oh, yeah. And then it's like a family of British people. And so he's like, if you come back over and if you go down this other side, I can see there's an easier way to get it. And I was like, oh, okay. So I jump back up,
Yeah. Run
to the other side. It's like fucking 30, 40 meters. I go all the way over there, still don't have another shoe on. I just left it there still. And they can see my AirPod. They're like, okay. And they're like, we'll guide you to it. And so I was like, this is so embarrassing. I'm just going to buy new ones. So
your AirPods are old too.
Yeah, they're old. I could just buy new ones, like $100, yeah. Same ones. And but I was like, fuck it. I jumped down and I'm going and then I'm walking through and it ends up like walking through puddles with a sock on and shit. I have only one shoe on. I'm walking through puddles and I was like, oh. I was like, I'm in this. And then like I get there and like, okay, get it. Here it is. Be careful, blah, blah. And then I get it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yes, I got the AirPod. I put it back in. They walk off. I'm like, thanks, guys. They chuck in my shoe, putting it on. And then I'm walking back. I'm still in the bush. And then there's this guy with his girlfriend and he goes, "Hey, mate." And I was like, he's like, "Do you run a podcast?" And I was like, "Oh." I was like, "Yeah, I do, yeah." He's like, "Just lost one of my AirPods." And he's like, and he, I don't know, I kind of don't, I think he might have just been like, "Oh, yeah, like recognized you." And I was like, "Oh, yeah." And then I'm like, "Oh, shit. I think I lost my phone."
No.
In the bush back there. No. And he's like, "Oh, no, that's not good." And I was like, just because like the guy had said something to me, I was going to be like, "Actually, fuck it. Do you want my phone number? Can you call it? Like, I know it's on so that I can hear it." And I start walking back to where, I didn't say that, but I was thinking about saying it. So I was like, "Oh shit, I lost my phone." He's like, "Oh no, that's not good." Him and his girlfriend. And so I start walking back and then I go, "Oh, it's on my arm. I have one of those armbands on." Bro. Oh, and he started laughing and I was like, "Just keep walking." I was like, "Fuck out of here."
All over the shop. Are you okay?
Oh man, it was so fucking embarrassing.
That is embarrassing.
And so I just got back up and I just put my AirPod in and I just started running.
I bet you ran fast too.
Fucking started running. I was like, "Get me
out of here." How long did that all take?
It had to be a solid 10-minute ordeal.
Oh my God.
I was just, when it first happened, I was like, "No, man." And I was just like, "Do I just buy new AirPods?" And then I just, because I could see it, I was like, "I'm an idiot to buy new ones. I can see it." Yeah. Be like dropping, like,
dropping 100 bucks.
I wish I just fucking bought new ones, yeah.
You would have been thinking about that before you went to bed, eh?
I don't know, like, I wasn't that embarrassed at the time.
Yeah.
I don't know, I just, like, don't really care what people think too much, but, like, in the after it, I was, and then when I told Joanna when I got home and shit, and she was like, "That's fucking so embarrassing," especially because those people recognized you.
It's even worse, because if you did it here at the Davistown boardwalk where we live,
yeah,
would have seen one old guy.
Exactly, yeah. And it, this place was buzzing. They were looking at me down there. Yeah. Everyone was looking at me like, "What's this guy doing? What's this guy doing?"
With one shoe on.
With one shoe on. And it just, it definitely, because I left a shoe up there as well,
yeah,
it definitely just looked like I was just going to kill myself. And then I was leaving a bit of evidence so people knew where I did it.
Oh, true, shit.
Like, and I was like thinking about it afterwards and I was like, I shouldn't have left my shoe there. But I needed to because I wouldn't have been able to find this AirPod without it.
You left a note.
AirPod. Oh, how fucking embarrassing though.
Like. Oh, that's cringeworthy.
Oh, it was so I just want to let you guys know that.
I got a quick one too that's also like sort of similar.
Okay.
You saw me. I got a new water bottle. I'll show it later.
I was here for this.
No, I dropped that at the gym, right?
Yeah.
Next day, I'm filling up my car at 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
And it was hot yesterday. Yeah. Got myself a Slurpee.
Yeah.
Zero sugar one.
Yeah.
Go to pay for it. Boom. Edge of counter. Sprays all over this poor Indian guy's counter.
No.
He was so off me.
No.
And I was like, sorry.
What did you do?
I was like, sorry, bro. He's like, have you got like a cloth? I can clean it up. And he just didn't say a word. It made it even worse. He didn't say a single word. And he was like, just looked at me like pissed. And then I was just like, fuck. And then he was just cleaning it in front of me. I like lifted his like the thing you pay with off because it had all like Slurpee on it.
Are you kidding?
And I was like, no. I ended up paying for my fuel in the Slurpee. And I was like, oh yeah, I'm going to go get a new one too. I was like, I paid for it. Fuck it.
You want one?
Oh, yeah, 7-Eleven, I'd take my dollar.
Oh, fuck me.
Not as bad, but I was like, that is cringy.
I reckon that's worse.
You reckon?
I reckon yours is worse.
I was like, this is terrible.
That's fucked up. Dude, if I told you about the time I was coming home from Canada, 14-hour flight or whatever, I get back into Sydney and then there's that Macca's that you go to. And then, because I was catching the train straight from the airport to home.
Yeah.
And so I've got my bags. And I'm walking past them out because I get a coffee, obviously something to eat. I'm down there waiting for the train at the airport. And then I get up and I pick up my coffee to go get on the train. Lid falls off. Coffee just goes everywhere.
It's the worst
and
feeling.
And I was just like after a 14-hour flight and I was looking at it and I was like, I don't care. And I just walked on the train. I didn't even pick up the cup. I didn't give a fuck.
It's the worst.
So upsetting, but okay.
That's guys. Relatable. Good way to, look, very good way to start.
Stuff happens to us all the time.
Yeah.
Right? And you know what? Oh, I just feel like.
I reckon it was worse because you got recognized.
What? Oh, yeah. The fact I got recognized pissed me off. I was like, also, I kind of wanted to say to the guy, after thinking about it after, I was like, you fucking embarrassed me on purpose. Think about it. That guy embarrassed me on purpose. Like, think about this.
I'm going to take the most of it.
Yeah. Like, if you saw someone you recognize doing something embarrassing, are you going to be like, hey, I know you. Like, fuck off.
True.
Are you serious?
Oh.
Okay. What are we doing?
All right. We got an exciting new idea.
Yes.
Okay. This is nice guy or fuck boy.
Yes.
And if you don't know what's going on. It's going to be way easier to understand on YouTube.
It is
going
to be easier.
It's a visual learner.
Yeah.
It's where you guys send in your own profile and me or Jake, because you guys struggle sometimes.
Yeah.
We got to decipher whether or not these males that are out there is a nice guy or a fuckboy.
Yeah, so we send it. So we need guys to send in the profile.
Yeah, you can get your guy mates to send them in because we need permission from them.
Yeah, so if you have guy friends that you want us to have a look at their profile and let us know and let the world know if we think they're a fuckboy or not,
yeah,
then you just tell your guy friend, or if you're a guy listening, so you got to just send us a message saying, I give you permission, and then we'll just go on your profile from there.
Yeah, exactly.
And then we'll also, when we post it, we'll give you a tag and stuff. Yeah.
And okay, so this is nice guy or fuckboy. And our first contestant, Jake,
is
Oliver.
Oliver.
You're going to get to Ollie?
Surely he gets Ollie. If you have a friend named Oliver and you don't name him Ollie, especially after watching Saltburn,
yeah.
Like all I want to do is be Jacob Elordi. Okay.
Photo one. Okay. Ooh, he's giving me... I don't know. This is tough.
I'm getting old money vibes. I'm getting old money vibes because who dresses like that without seeing that from a young age? It's
posh private school boys.
Exactly. It's giving posh private school, but... His hair is giving me like, I kind of like to rebel.
Yeah, you rebel. I feel
like posh private school is like a little bit more like tidy, clean cut.
Yes, I agree.
And he's like, I'm going to let these waves do what they want. But he's also giving
like, his smile's looking like, he's kind of like, he means well.
Has he got veneers?
He means well. He's got a good smile.
Has he got veneers?
I don't know.
First one though, I'm going to go.
I'm 50-50 on first one.
You're 50-50?
Yeah.
I'm going to say nice guy.
Okay.
I'm going to say he's hiding something nice.
Okay, picture two.
Damn. Oh. Honestly, like, he looks like he's gentle to the touch.
Got that little tattoo going on. What is that, koi fish?
I don't know. Actually, maybe a little bit of like, wait, it's like, looks like he's like a bit mysterious too, because it's like koi fish, but it also looks like it could be like yin and yang.
It could be. That's giving me nice guy vibes.
Something
more.
About a guy. It's okay. Tan guy in jeans.
Blue denim jeans.
Really doing something for me here.
Yeah. Maybe this should be called something else.
But I'm going to, you can't, you fuck boy.
You reckon?
Definitely. Shirts from this off. Side.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Fuck boy. So it's one all at the moment. It's
one all.
Okay. Picture three. This is just probably him out with one of his mates. Smile. The smile's not as big, this one. This one's giving me like sort of shy, like.
I'm getting tough.
Tough?
Like, I know, like this one's tough for me to
get. Oh, yeah. I was thinking like shy, like sort of on a night out, he might not be too full of himself like a fuck boy. So I'm thinking nice guy.
Okay, I'm with you.
Yeah, nice guy. Similar vibes. And final one, picture four.
I tell you what, the guy on his shoulders looks like a fuckboy. right.
Good
pick.
I'll give him that.
I tell you what, showing off his strength.
Yeah.
It can't be easy to have a dude up there.
Nah, he can't. They look like a big boy. He's built too.
Yeah.
Honestly,
I'm just getting like nice guy vibes from his face.
You know,
it's his face.
Yeah, it's his face.
Yeah,
I'm
getting nice guy vibes from his face. Like he cares about your feelings.
Yeah.
That's what I'm getting from his face for some reason.
Me too. It's a smile.
Yeah. Like I feel like he cares about your feelings and he is going to buy you flowers.
Yeah.
Ollie, I'm going nice guy.
Ollie? Ollie?
Through and through, nice guy.
Nice guy.
Yeah.
Lock it in. Okay.
All right. That was, cool.
I'm happy with that.
So I reckon, best experience would be on YouTube for that. And then also, if you guys want to, if you're a guy, send us a message saying, I give you permission. And then if you're a girl and you want to see a guy's thingo in here, one of your guy friends, tell him to send us a message saying, I give you permission, and we'll give him a tag on Instagram and TikTok.
Yep.
If they have TikTok, if not, definitely Instagram. And
we'll rate them.
Should we judge our own profiles?
I was thinking about doing that.
Should we do our own as well?
If people wanted to... I want us to do that, I reckon that'd be a good idea.
That would be a good idea.
This guy kind of looked like you, Oliver, a little bit.
Lucky boy. He looks like, I look like the fucking Kmart version of this guy. Seriously, look at him.
He looks tall.
He's so dreamy. Look how dreamy this guy looks.
I know, but...
I just look like a fucking wish.com version of Oliver.
Mm.
Also his name, like Oliver's the sexiest name.
Yeah, it's sort of like Oddie.
And his last name's Hedger.
Yeah.
Like again, just a sexy last name. I'm Jake Craig.
Yeah.
Like, fucking get more creative. My parents weren't really thinking much, were they?
But ladies, I don't think there's an equivalent that you guys could do if you have any ideas, be sure to send them through. But
get your guy friends to send in their profiles, or guys, send them in.
Yeah, so, this is fun.
Yeah, we can do a few per episode.
Yeah.
what you want to do. Be what you want to be. Relatables.
All right. Dilemma's time, guys, and I came prepared with an emotional support water bottle.
Mm-hmm.
Purple edition.
Look at that thing. I love it.
Where's yours?
I got my emotional support glass of water.
How are we going to give good support?
No. Just one of us needs it.
Okay.
So at least one of us has it today.
Yeah,
I forgot mine's dirty.
Oh.
All right. What do you got in there? Water or cordial?
Just water.
I told you to get on the diet right.
No. My skin's playing up already, man. I can't get that stuff.
There's nothing in it.
It's like they've got to put something in to make it flavored.
I mean, what? Aspartame?
Yeah, sure. Does that make you break out?
Fuck no.
Who knows?
You're not broken. What are you talking about?
No, I'm not, man. See?
That's just shaving.
No, it's not. That's not even shave. That's pimples.
Right. What makes you break out? Random shit.
I think a lot of sugar or like artificial sweeteners.
Oh, really?
I think so.
Okay. Well, you won't want any aspartame then. But dilemma time. Okay. I just had to bring it in because it's crazy. Okay. I really want to fuck my dad's best friend's best friend. I hope that makes sense. But he's like 30 and I'm 17 and he has a kid. But he's single. I'm waiting till I'm 18 to fuck him, but I don't know if he wants to. Now.
Is there a question or is that a statement?
So, this is her dilemma. Basically, I think she's just telling us that she wants to fuck a 30-year-old and she's only 17. Even when you turn 18 and you're legal, if this man even thinks about it, you have to fucking go to the police.
She's not going to do that because she wants to do it.
No, that's what I'm saying. But it's like, I feel like we had, was like, I need to bring this out there because if anyone's thinking about this, there's people your age.
Our unprofessional advice is please don't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just silly. Do you reckon that happens a lot where I suppose there's something about
some
like
girls
an older man.
Like an older man.
An older man.
He might be hot.
But it's your dad's best friend.
Which is also like kind of devoted for your dad because like your dad's best friend has a best friend.
Yeah, true. That's just funny.
So
though.
It's like not going to ruin your dad's relationship with the guy, but like, why? It's just one of those cases where it's like, I want it, but I can't have it.
Imagine waiting till you're like 18. Please don't do that. Just go have someone.
And what are you going to do? Like, what is she going to do? Like, just like wait, somehow get him alone?
Is this like out of a porno? Like
send him a message?
Yeah.
Like imagine you send him a message, be like coming onto him and then he just shows your dad.
Yeah.
Like what if he's just a mature 30-year-old? Hopefully he is. And like.
Do you reckon it happens more often than not? That like.
I reckon it happens more often than not and the guys go with it.
You reckon?
I hope so gnarly.
It's very, very. Yeah, he has a kid too. Yeah.
Some guys love a young girl, like Leonardo DiCaprio.
What's his rule? 23 or something?
So it's like as soon as they turn. Basically, the oldest girl he dates is 25.
Yeah.
He's always with a girl for a few years, and once she's 26, he dumps her.
Logan Paul's fiance used to be one of his girls. Yeah.
Actually, you know what? I'm not surprised.
She's
been with every single human on the planet. What's with her fucking body count? What's with that?
It's just because Dylan Danis like made it public. That's so funny.
But like, it's just one of those things. Like I feel bad for Logan because like, it's something that like.
I don't. Imagine his body count, dude.
I'm saying is like, because he probably didn't ask about a body count because he probably doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
But it's like now he just knows without even wanting to know.
Yeah.
And like also everyone else knows that she's seemingly fucked every fucking famous person there is. And like-
I reckon deep down that he would have known that going into it and would have been sweet with it before.
Oh, really?
I reckon.
Okay.
Because like he would have known who she is in the-
Is she famous like before him?
She's a model. She might even be a Playboy model.
Oh, okay.
She's something like that.
A Playboy model.
Something like that back in the day. She's kind of older.
Isn't it funny? Oh, is she?
Yeah.
Isn't it funny some people's different? Like, because like Logan, I think Logan's a good looking dude, that Logan Paul fella.
Mm.
Definitely a good looking dude. And he could get like any girl, really.
Yeah.
I feel like she's punching.
I think she is too.
I think she's punching very high above her fucking average.
I can
like. I think that he could pull someone, but like he's obviously just really likes her and he's attracted to her, I assume.
Mm.
But I don't, for some reason, I remember when I first saw that he was, like it came out and it was like, oh, that's Logan Paul's girlfriend. And I was like, really?
He used to date Josie, someone who was a, what was
Victoria's Secret?
Model. Yeah, that was better.
She was banging.
Yeah, she was banging.
Holy shit. But like, I don't know. I just feel like he could do, but like at the same time, she's probably a lovely lady.
Mm.
It's just so devo that guy fucking ended up posting all that shit.
I know. It's so, yeah.
What was the thing? Didn't a thing go around that he also had something that could like ruin Logan Paul's career, but he didn't post it because it was too much?
I think he wasn't allowed to have it. It was like classified as like when you're having-
defamation or something?
Yes, defamation of character or something like that. But I don't even wonder think what it was. I think it was just a bluff.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, dilemma one, please don't do that in our professional opinions, unprofessional opinions. That's just it.
Yeah, even I think anyone that has a professional opinion would say that too.
We'll leave it on the responsible thing. You're 17, I think it's going to be the best thing in the world. When you get to like 25, 26, 27 and you look back at it, you'll be like, ooh, that doesn't make me feel good in the stomach.
Exactly.
So, yeah. Okay, my one.
Doesn't make... Oh, sorry, go.
Yeah. I'm a 21 female and I've had three relationships in my life, but none of them can get past 3 month mark. And I'm not talking about situationships. These are actual relationships where we're officially dating, met friends and family. So my question is, what am I doing wrong? Every relationship ends with the same, I'm not feeling it. I've lost feelings. How do I keep the feelings in the relationship past the 3 month point?
Did they lose them or do you lose them? Like how do you, are you asking how do you keep them?
I think because it's in quotation. Or how do you keep them interested? I think it's them, keep them interested. She's getting dumped.
Okay, well, to me, what it sounds like, okay, you're 21, three relationships. Okay, I'm trying to think here. Now, I don't really like to judge on how, like if someone's been seeing someone for a few weeks and they start, like, officially dating and, like, it's like, you know, I'm not part of that, so it's like, by all means, go for it. But if it ended in 3 months, that's when I'd be like, oh, maybe you should have waited a bit longer.
Yeah.
Because I feel like 3 months isn't a long time. Like thinking about like not at all. 3 months is not a long time. If a relationship's only lasting 3 months, that's not long at all.
Not at all. Well, my relationship's been two and it feels like that. Feels like fuck all.
Mm.
And like three. I feel like she's just rushing into it. Maybe she's jumping the gun and getting asked out too early.
Maybe. So maybe in your scenario, having a talking phase, just like a phase where you guys are going on dates and hanging out a bit is maybe more important to try.
Yeah, you know? I think the fact that they're saying I'm not feeling it or I've lost feelings maybe means they've listened to the lust and it's not actually love. It's just the fun sex part. And then you ask each other out, then you realize who you are and you're like, oh, I've lost feelings.
Yeah.
I think that's exactly what's happening.
That's it. So like maybe try a thing where it's like, I'm trying to think. I think your best bet would to be like actually, if you go on a date and you really like a guy and it goes really well and like you guys have more dates planned and stuff, try not to let it like, just because of what your experience you've had, try not to let it move too quick.
No, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Just take your time. There's no rush. You're 21 too.
And also, yeah, you don't need, I wouldn't even be like thinking about relationships lasting any longer. I feel like maybe she's got friends that have been in relationships for a year, so she feels left out.
There might be a bit, I think so.
So it's like, I don't know, like just, you don't need to be in a relationship. Like, you don't need one.
No. And I think you might be doing a bit of self-sabotage because you're overthinking the three-month point and you might start acting all funny and weird when it gets to it and then they're like, oh, what's going on
here? Yeah, maybe actually. So just let try not to get in your own head.
Yeah, just let it take its own course and it normally works itself out if it's meant to be.
Yeah, definitely.
Simple as that.
I was at my friend's engagement party and met this guy whom I have been following on Instagram for 5 years. We were both in relationships when the other was single, etc. So we never really had an opportunity to talk. We hit it off at the engagement party so well that I thought we might even date in the future. I've been single for 2 years, so this is very rare for me to even say that. We went on 2 to 3 dates and he treated me like his girlfriend, holding my hand in public, my ex had never done, telling me how much he misses me, how he can't stop thinking about me, etc. On our last date, we were making plans for the next weekend and made plans to hang out Friday and Saturday. That Thursday comes and he never texted me about hanging out. I texted him asking if he still wanted to meet up. Crickets. He ghosted me. I've been ghosted before, but not by someone who I know and I'm going to see again at the bachelor/bachelorette trip and the wedding. I was so sad I cried and I haven't cried over a guy in 2 years. He did just break up with his girlfriend in February, but she was 6 to 7 years younger than us. She's 20. What do I do? I've done nothing, but what does it mean? Ooh. So you guys, I'm assuming you guys are 27. I firstly want to point something out here, okay? All right. How do you feel? Okay, so it's like they stayed following each other even while the other one had
a partner.
Partners. But it sounds like with the hopes of eventually.
Nah.
Do you think so?
I would just forget about people I followed 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you?
Like, well, yeah, yeah. And I've been going on some unfollowing sprees lately.
I just don't even.
Like, I just because all I want to see is memes.
Yeah,
yeah.
I just don't. I wouldn't read into that too much.
Right,
been following they just were mutuals for a very long time. I think.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And they just didn't think anything of it. Right. And then, what does she want to know? Why does she?
Basically, what does she do? She's like, "What do I do?" Because like she's going to see this guy again.
Just nothing.
Don't do anything.
No.
Really?
It's awkward for him, not you.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
I feel like he's made it awkward for both of them.
He has, but you have the like upper hand in being like, oh.
Like he ghosted me.
Yeah, like fuck you, bitch.
Yeah.
Like that kind of vibe. Like you walk around like you missed out on all this. You're like, are you serious?
You know what you should do while you're there too? Is get with one of the other groomsmen.
Yeah. Rub it in his face.
Like, you could have had this.
Well, I think, honestly, he's probably done the right thing. He obviously doesn't have feelings towards you like you do. And instead of leading it on because he knows he's going to see you again,
yeah,
he's just cut ties. Maybe not.
It's just unfortunate that he ghosted.
Yeah, the ghosting thing's just rude and no one should ever do that. Everyone deserves a little bit of closure.
Yeah.
Closure, no matter how long the time period you guys were seeing each other.
Yeah.
But I think he's just don't do anything. See him there.
What does it mean? It just means he doesn't like you.
Yeah.
And
okay, so, at the wedding, so they're going to see each other. What should she say?
I honestly think I agree with you. And like, so I reckon you should rock up and just act like he doesn't exist because like he kind of fucking just ghosted you.
Mm.
So it's like, you know, even let's say he comes up to you at the wedding and like he's like, oh, I'm really sorry I did that, like blah, 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 you know, and then asks you on a date. Like, you still shouldn't do it.
No, not
like
at all.
For your own self fucking. Whatever it's called. Like, 100%. I don't think you should.
You're going to be looking good at the wedding. He's going to be like, oh shit, I lost you.
Yeah.
And you're going to be, you have to realize, be like, nah, this man played with my feelings.
Yeah.
Made you even cry. You got to take, be the bigger man.
Exactly.
And just be like, nah.
Fuck this guy.
Yeah, exactly. That's simple.
Yeah.
Okay, next one. Hi. So recently my two best friends, they're twins, both got boyfriends. This is their first relationship for both of them. But now they refuse to do anything without their boyfriends. They don't want to go to get-togethers with friends, and all they do is talk about it, is their boyfriend. I like their boyfriends, but I feel like the twins don't value our friendships anymore. Should I talk to them about the problem, or is it crossing a line?
Yo, this is such a I think this is a good one because it doesn't sound like she's saying like the boyfriends aren't doing anything wrong.
No.
So it's like it's the girlfriends in this situation that and are a little always bit cray-cray.
It always happens with the first relationship.
Actually true.
It's where you're like, this guy's like the best thing or this girl's you've ever experienced, and they're like, fuck my friends, I don't need them.
Honestly?
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
You that is the fucking so correct. So
everyone does it.
Oh yeah, everyone does it. So here's the thing. Look, if you said something, unfortunately, this first new thing, this new love that they're gonna probably be like, nah, fuck off.
I think it's gonna come across as jealousy.
Yeah. So here's probably the best thing you can do about this situation, all right? It's don't get in a fight with them. But what you're gonna have to do is just kind of let them, you just kind of have to be like, okay, they're gonna do their thing for a while. It's their first boyfriend, like, you know, whatever. And so you just kind of just start, like, I'm sure you've got other friends, you're just going to have to start like hanging out with them more, getting closer to them, and then like let these two do their thing. And they'll either stay with the boyfriends, but get to a point where they realize that it's not healthy and then they'll come apologize, or they'll break up with the boyfriends and then you'll be like, it's like you still want to be there for them. And then like they'll probably apologize then and you'll be like, yeah, look, like, you know, it's fine. Like, I'm always going to be here for you, blah, blah, blah. And so it's like, it's just going to have to run its course. I think
they have to figure it out themselves.
I think they,
you can't be the one telling them.
You can't be the one to tell them because they're not going to want to hear it.
No, not at all.
I think that you just got to let everything.
That's one of the hardest things as a friend is when you can see that their relationship's getting like toxic and they're doing everything together and you just can't say anything because it's not your place. That's a big thing you learn in a relationship, especially when you're young, is that keeping your own friends is such a valuable thing in a relationship where you can just go without your partner because it's sort of like a, not necessarily an outlet, but it's just a different vibe and experience altogether without your partner there. And it's something you need in life. Definitely. So it's just healthy, and they'll realize that eventually because it's probably not going to last.
Nah, unfortunately, it sounds like just because of the start, like because of the way the relationship is, it sounds like to us, I think it's going to probably fizzle out and like one of them's going to get sick of the other.
This is one of the things where if you were male, we could easily joke about it to our male friends. I'm like, hey, why the fuck are you bringing them everywhere, man? Like, I just want to have a boys' night.
We do that, yeah.
Yeah, we just want a boys' night. We just want a boys' night. But I know from a girl's perspective, it would come across completely wrong.
It would too, yeah. It would come across as jealousy. It would come across like we, for some reason, guys don't think like that. Like, because we just give guys shit regardless.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say let it run its course. You know what sucks? And I just realized. So when you said like if it was a guy situation and it's like, I was thinking about it. We like fucking don't hang out with our friends. And like, but it's not even like just you and I. Like I'm talking like all of our friends don't seem to hang out anymore.
Not really, no.
And what it makes me pissed off is I always see these things, like these memes where it's like adulting is messaging your friend and seeing if they can hang out and then both saying no and then trying again in 3 months. And that's starting to happen.
It's because all of our group's getting wiped up.
I know. It's all starting to happen, like, and it's all, but like, I mean, it's that, but it's even just like, it's just like work and then people not wanting to go out and stuff. Like, I mean, actually like a few of the, I think I've noticed a few of our mates have gotten into fishing.
Mm.
So if we want to hang out with them, we might have to get into fishing.
I'm good. I don't want to do that. No, but you're finding, it's kind of a harsh reality. You're finding your common ground. Like I still hang out with my friends who go to the gym, like Hommus, you, I still hang out with them. Mm-hmm. And then they've got boys who still go out, still hang out.
Mm-hmm.
And then do you hang out with anyone?
No.
It's me.
It's you.
It's sad. It's sad. It's reality. And it's like, I always used to, when I was growing up, it was like, because you look at your parents and like they have friends over all the time, but then they just don't talk for like 6 months.
Mm.
And you're like, fuck, what happened to your best mate, dad? He's like,
I know.
Yeah, but just, it's making sense now.
I mean, yeah, like, and like, honestly, I'm not even, like, I'm not, and it's not that I'm not on how, like, I care that I don't hang out with them, but like, I just am also like, I'm okay.
I think we're all okay. But it's just because we all want different things in life at the moment.
True.
We're all completely different.
And we have different schedules.
Places. Yeah. Like I think when we used to work more, well, not you because you were in hospitality, but in the afternoon, I used to go to the gym more of the boys just because that's when they finished at 3 or 4 o'clock.
Yeah, exactly.
But now I like going in the middle of the day.
Yeah, because it's quiet.
Yeah.
Like, why would you not? Like, yeah. I want to do what makes me happy.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, oh, if you want to wait till later, I'll go to the gym. Like, nah. It's like, I don't want to go where there's everyone there.
I know.
Well, growing up,
it is what it is.
Do what you want to do. Be what you want to be. Relatables.
Alrighty, guys. So, we've done girl language, we've done boy language, we've done parent language. So now it's time for grandparent language.
And this could be cutthroat.
They
just don't care.
They actually can get away with anything.
Oh, yeah.
And you cannot change their mind on it. And they don't care what you think.
Because they're about to die.
It's because literally they don't have many years left on this earth.
Yeah, I know.
So they're gonna say whatever they want. They're going to tell you look fat. They're going to tell you you don't like your boyfriend, shit like that. So, yeah. I mean, and you just got to accept it. It is what it is. All right. Grandparent language is saying back in my day and then completely lying.
Oh, yeah. They love to lie. And you know it. They love to lie.
They fucking love lying.
You're like, okay, grandma, okay.
Oh, man. Grandparent language is saying something about the holes in your jeans, e.g., like, did you get those on sale because there's a hole in them? Or did you trip and fall? Did you do that yourself?
I forgot they said that.
Did you buy them like that?
Yes.
Like, fuck off.
Fuck off, Nan.
Oh, man. All you want to do is just be like, I just fucking, you want to go to the grave now? Like,
it's cold. It's cold fashion.
Oh, man. Grandparent language. Well, you know what they're like means that person did something 20 years ago and they're still holding a grudge.
Oh, yeah. Grandparents can't get over stuff.
Grandparents can't get over shit.
Yeah.
They seriously, like, they always are the most judgmental humans.
They hold the biggest grudge
on the planet. It's the craziest thing. You could be like talking to someone and then like maybe you could see a photo of your grandma with someone And you'd be like, oh, who's that? And they'd be like, oh, that used to be my best friend.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, what happened?
She's
like,
a bitch.
Yeah, like, oh, what happened? And like, I don't know. She fucking stole my bingo prize. Yeah. Haven't been friends with her for 20 years. That was 20 years ago. Oh.
What's your, oh, did your grandparents ever go on the pokies? Are they pokies?
No, addicts? Mine never did that.
Heaps of grandmas are like pokey addicts. Hey? Oh, yeah,
I didn't know that until I was with Jack once, and we went and we were going to a Mariners game. You may have been there, but we're going to a Mariners game. And but before we went to the Leagues Club, yeah. The Leaguesy across the stadium, and we went and got dinner at the Chinese upstairs.
Yeah.
But downstairs was just like, it's like a casino, how many fucking pokies they've
got. Love it. It's because we're entertained by iPhones. Yeah. A pokey machine to them is like an iPhone with money in it.
With money in it. And yeah. But people better wear their pension.
Oh, yeah. They're pretty terrifying. They're really bad.
So bad. Grandparent language. Come here means I have money or a treat for you.
Oh, yeah. What's your... Grandma's treats are the best, but money.
Yeah.
For some reason, because they were born in like the 1800s, they think $5 nowadays.
Yeah, they think $5 is enough. And it's like, look, I'll buy a candy bar. But yeah. I'll buy a chocky bar.
And they say, don't spend it all at once.
They don't say spend it all at once. Okay, well, how about give me more then?
Yeah. Like, thanks, Grandma. I'll put it in my bank. I always said it, never did it. Oh,
man. It's so, they're fucking hilarious. But always, also, I don't know. Did you get at your grandparents' house? I feel like as soon as they become a grandparent, just like that little bowl of lollies that have like a strawberry or something, they just spawn because you can't buy them from anywhere.
I vaguely do remember that.
You can't buy them from anywhere and they always just have a hard lolly. They've always got hard lollies.
They do.
What's with that?
I don't know.
And it's the weirdest thing ever. I remember my grandparents always used to, my grandparents in Canada.
Yeah.
Man, I love them. I used to live with them for a bit. And like, they just, my grandma, she makes the best cookies. She makes the best everything.
They're the best
but
chefs.
It's also like, is it just like from when I was a kid or something? Is it because I loved them when I was a kid? And like, she was just like, I remember one time she must've just been like, I make the best cookies. And I was like, well, my grandma makes the best cookies. Fuck your grandma. My grandma makes the best cookies.
I honestly reckon they do. I'm thinking about all the nostalgia right now.
I know, it's crazy.
Christmas used to be at my grandparents like back in the day when I was a kid. Yeah. And I swear the chicken roasts and everything, way better.
Yeah, what's with the, yeah.
Pork crackling.
Meals, yeah. Better. My grandpa, okay, grandma and grandpa in Canada, go there for breakfast.
Yeah.
The best breakfast you've ever had.
Yeah.
Bacon, eggs. You can ask, actually, Goots and Wade came for dinner there one day.
Mm.
They just make this massive table with this platter. They love hosting. Well, what's with that?
I don't know.
They love to host.
It's like the highlight of their year.
True.
Because they don't,
I agree with
you. Like, they're going to go all out. Whereas, our parents complain, like, oh, I've got to cook for everyone.
Yeah, I know. It's because our parents still work.
Yeah.
Like, I just worked all week. Now I've got to do this big lunch fucking thing on the weekend.
Yeah.
But your grandparents are like, they're slowly getting ready for it for the week. And you know why it tastes better? It's because they start cooking on Monday.
Yeah.
And it's on Saturday. They let that shit baste.
Yeah.
They let that stuff marinate in the fridge for 2-3 days. And that's why it's better.
They do it right.
They do it perfectly because they've got the time.
Yeah.
They've got time to kill.
They got time.
They got time to kill and they're just like, I just want to die.
It's it's cooking pokies. Cookies. Cooking pokies. Cooking pokies.
Not language. But why do they always want to kiss you on the lips?
Mine didn't.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh my God. My grandparents always used to want to, like, my grandpa was the fucking weirdest guy. He always used to be like, ready, come here, give me a kiss on the cheek. So he'd go give me a kiss on the cheek and then he'd turn and give you a kiss on the lips. You'd be like, oh yeah. And then he'd start laughing. And I'd be like, what the fuck? And this is the same grandpa that used to fucking take a fake bite of a dog treat and then give it to me and I'd eat it.
He did not care.
He didn't love me at all.
He didn't care at all.
He didn't give a fuck.
He's like, I'm not here for long, but I'm going to have some fun.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, man. He's like, this kid will believe anything. Jesus Christ.
Oh.
Grandma asking, are you hungry? Means I'm already bringing you a plate of food and you're eating it.
Oh, yeah. You're eating that.
You're looking skinny and you're eating it.
Grandma language is like, you can't leave the dinner table until you finish your meal.
Facts.
Yeah.
So you want one of those cookies? Yeah. Finish.
Yes, please. Like, come on. I'm not fat.
You like oranges when you're 7, so they buy you one every single time they see you until you're 30.
They don't forget.
They never forget, hey.
It's like holding a grudge. They just remember it.
You love oranges, don't you?
It's like
what happened? You used to love oranges.
17 years ago.
Oh, man. Also, like, you ever, like, start growing up and your grandparents are like, what happened to you? You used to just like it when I pushed you on the swing. You used to just, like, coming over for sleepovers. And it's like, I grew up.
Yeah.
That's what happened is I grew up.
Yeah.
I'm an adult now.
Yeah.
Grandparent language. No one used to wear that when I was your age means you look like a slut.
Oh. Shit. Grandma's coming in with heat.
Coming in with fire. She woke up and she chose violence.
Fuck. What do you reckon, like, when people our age are going to become grandparents in, like, what, 50, 60 years?
Mm.
And the same thing's going to be happening. Are they just going
to
be like...
But can we be wearing any less clothes? But so we'll be used to it.
Oh, we'll be used to it. But are we going to, like, go back to another... Like, we're going to be wearing, like, the J-bangers now or not? But, like, when you get older, you're just going to come back to normal clothes?
Yeah, when you get older, do you start just covering up more?
I feel like it's something fun to do.
But what we'll be saying is, I remember when I looked like that. That's what we'll be doing. I remember when I looked like that. Oh, yeah. And then we'll be fucking, like, just talking shit. And then, but, okay, here's what I want to be. I think we've spoken about this before. Is, okay, when you're older.
Yeah. What do you want to be called?
No. Well, actually, what do you want to be called when you're older?
I just want to be called Grandpa.
Same.
I don't want none of this.
What's with all this bullshit? What's with the bullshit?
I don't want any of that.
Keep it simple.
Yeah.
But what I want to ask you, sorry, is, okay, when you're older, like 80, like I don't know, 60 to 80, grandparent age, like old, wrinkly. When you see someone that you're like, because right now you're attracted to people that are our age, like, you know, 21 to 30, if they're like really hot, whatever, you think you're attractive.
Mm.
If you're still attracted to people that are younger, are you going to like let it be known or are you going to keep your mouth shut?
I'm keeping my mouth shut.
Yeah.
No way. I'm not putting myself in situations where I'm looking at like 20-year-olds when I'm like 80.
Wait, what do you mean? Like, what if you're out?
I'm just not going to look.
You're not going to look?
Nah.
Because, oi, old men.
Yeah, creepy.
Love to stare.
Because I don't want to be that guy.
But do you think it'll be different because we've come up and they came up in an age
where that
was normal, where it was normal to stare? Like, even at a young age, it was normal to stare.
Oh.
You know? Because it was like, and like, it was normal to say something because, like, I feel like our grandparents grew up in an age where
they had to say something.
Where it was like, it was normal for all that to happen. But where we don't stare because we know it's rude.
Mm.
Whereas, like, they came up in an age where it didn't matter.
I also was thinking, do they stare because they grew up in an age where, like, everyone was wearing, like, long clothes and then they see this and they're like, wow.
True. They're like, oh, what is this? I love this.
Yeah.
Like, I love this.
Funny world we live in.
It is a very funny
but world. But no, I'm not going to look and I'm not going to let it know. What about, I don't know. Do you reckon like this 80-year-old group, like a group of like 70-year-old boys are like at the beach for their like morning like 6 a.m. swim?
Yeah.
And they're all just like, fuck, look at this chick.
Fuck, look at that one, boys.
Surely not. Surely that doesn't happen.
I don't think so, eh? Like, what do you think they're even, like, surely they're not talking about women.
I reckon they're
like, I don't think they're talking about women because, like, they don't even have enough testosterone to get a boner.
No, I don't think.
I don't think it matters.
They're talking about, like, oi, poker night, boys. Like,
yeah, Friday, true. Like, or they're just like, they're like, guess what happened this morning? I pissed. And it came out in one stream. One full stream, full on.
Yeah, it's like.
And then they're like, oh, you know, like, guess what happened last night? Like, I don't know, fucking. I actually got a boner, blah, blah, blah.
It'd be like
stuff like that.
How many times did you get up last night to piss?
Yeah.
Record, only three.
Only three times. How many hours of sleep did you get? Four. I'm rested.
Oh, life's a funny thing.
Do what you wanna do. Be what you wanna be. Relatables.
All right, next one. It's not deep, but I'd say it's like a serious matter.
Yeah.
Which is where we like to chuck it in this little category. And it is dieting.
Dieting.
And it's the most easy concept, but it's the hardest thing to do.
Mm.
Because everyone-
Fuck, it's difficult.
Everybody listening, it's just human nature is thinking, I wouldn't mind losing a few kilos.
Yeah, everyone does think that. Like, I could lose a few.
Yeah.
I could lose a few pounds.
No one's thinking I'm perfect.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, I could lose a couple kilos there.
Exactly.
And it's the most simple thing. It's all you have to do. Should we explain how to lose about calories? This is what I think a lot of people don't understand.
Yeah, maybe we can simplify it. Like, we're not saying go out and do this, but here's what, okay, we're going to tell you what dieting is and how to properly diet. And then I think we can talk about it because it comes with like a lot of, you kind of have to be careful with it because it comes, you can get obsessed.
Oh, 100%.
So basically.
And I often take for granted that I forget that a lot of people don't understand what the food they're putting in their body. I've been explaining it to my dad about like carbohydrates and calorie maintenance. And he's like, just like, well, what?
I've been
like,
I've told my dad about it and they just didn't know.
Yeah.
I've been like, how did you not?
Yeah. And they just think like, oh, I had like this thing full of like a salad wrap, but then I put all this dressing on it. Oh yeah. It was good for me.
Yeah, exactly. It's so fucking weird.
Okay. But to lose weight, there's literally one principle. Every single day you have a calorie maintenance.
Yeah.
And it's how much food you consume to maintain your current weight right now.
Yeah.
And call
it calories.
Calories.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's your calories.
Yeah. Let's not talk about protein, carbohydrates, fats, nothing. Just talk about calories.
Yeah, exactly. And say I'm 86 kilos.
Yeah.
My calories to maintain 86 kilos is about 2,500 calories.
Right.
And to lose weight, all I have to do is eat less food and eat in, a deficit of about 200 to 300 is a healthy amount.
You can eat in a deficit of 100, 200, 300. And what happens is like, so let's say, you just need to be consistent.
Mm-hmm.
Like
everyone, it's a long, slow process.
Yeah. So it's like if your maintenance is 2,500 calories and then for 2 months, you eat 2,200 calories a day. And like you do it strictly and you're honest with yourself and you actually do eat in the 300 calorie deficit.
Mm-hmm.
No one in the world can go against the laws of thermodynamics.
No.
You will lose weight if you do it consistently. I'm sorry to like, it just does like, there's definitely things that can make it tougher for people. But if you're eating less calories than you're burning, you will lose weight. It will happen. No one's against the laws of thermodynamics.
100%.
And if you want to gain weight, same thing. But if your maintenance is 2,500 calories, just eat a couple hundred more calories per day and you will gain weight.
Mm.
But it's very simple.
Very, very simple. And there's another technique as well. So if your maintenance is 2,500, like we said, you can eat the same amount and do more cardio. Because that's what burns calories.
Mm.
But you'll be surprised how many calories you burn for the amount of exercise you're doing.
You know, it's not much.
It's not much at all.
It's tough.
If you eat like any sort of the chocolate aisle, the dollar chocolates, I think one of them's like 45 minutes on an incline treadmill walk, something like that.
Yeah.
And you're like, fuck, was it worth it?
Yeah, I know.
It's really not.
Like I personally don't do cardio for the calories. Like I do, like I know how much to eat to lose weight if I wanted to. So I like doing cardio for like the actual cardiovascular health, like heart health.
Yeah.
That's what I want to do it for.
And yeah, so all you have to be doing is eat less food and potentially do more cardio. But it's a very tricky thing to do because it's disciplining your mind to not listen to
cravings
and saying I need food. Because when you go into a diet, you shouldn't just say I'm doing a diet. You should understand that you're going to be hungry.
Yeah.
You're literally depriving your body because it's eating away your fat stores rather than the food you're consuming.
Like literally you're not giving it enough.
Yeah.
And so what it's doing is it's like, well, I'm going to burn something else and that's your fat. And so also the other thing is like as humans for the majority of our human existence, we would eat to survive. So if when we could eat, we would eat as much as we possibly could because we didn't know when we were going to get more.
Mm.
And so now that we have regular food, it's just like indulge.
100%.
And it's just like instinct to indulge. And so you just have to fight that.
We haven't adapted. It all comes down to discipline.
Mm.
And there's a couple of hacks that I like to use. I'll give some personal hacks that I like to use.
Mm.
Zero sugar drinks, although they're not good for you. If you're
okay,
they're not. I actually saw the thing about everyone says aspartame causes cancer. I saw the statistic on what it was. You know how many cans you had to drink?
Tell me.
56 cans a day.
Yeah. Okay. I would like to say something about diet drinks.
Yeah.
If you're drinking a diet drink and someone says to you, "Oh, you know they're actually worse than the full sugar ones," punch them in the face. You have my permission.
Mm.
Film it too. I want them to say it and I want you to go, oh, hold up. Oh, you get your phone out. I want you to say, just repeat that. Film them say it. And then I want to see your fist come through the other side of the phone and punch them in the face. Because they're lying. It's a fucking wives tale. It's literally just that drink without sugar and without calories. And also, like, it makes, it's this satiety to it. Like, it has bubbles in it, so it's like it makes you fuller. And like, some, I mean, like, it, the bubbles in it are like carbonate or whatever. So sometimes people with very sensitive stomachs can get stuff to it. Like, I actually have to, my doctor said, because I get like acid reflux, he was like, oh, try and steer clear of carbonated drinks, like sugar, full sugar and diet.
Yeah.
Just because of the what the carbonate does to the acid in my stomach. But like, it, they're fine for you. I don't know why the fuck people are like, aspartame cancer. Like,
yeah, 100%. And if you're going to, it's just a little hack. Because your body's being deprived, you need to trick it into feeling like it's craving, sorry, trick to the cravings. Yeah. And all you got to do is, so those sort of things help a lot. And I also like to suck on things.
Facts.
So a little trick, you go find some.
All it's just like, yeah, sorry, go.
All the chemists sell like zero sugar lollies. So you can just, they're like hard candy, like grandma used to have. And then also ice cubes.
Yep.
Put his little, what's your stuff called? Your cordial?
Yep, put Diet Right in that ice cube.
And you just suck on them. You give yourself 3 or 4 ice cubes. You're gone for 15 minutes and then you're like, oh, my craving's gone.
Exactly. A big, what I like to do is also like caffeine. That's a big that thing that keeps you nice and satire. And then just the normal like icy poles, the lemonade flavored ones, they're like not very many calories in them.
I think they're like 70 or 80 on them.
Yeah, so it's like you can just like suck on that for a while. Now, here's the thing with dieting. It's like I would recommend. So a lot of people are like, yeah, but I don't want to track my calories. It's like, don't tell me you want to lose weight if you're not ready to lose weight. That's basically, it's going to be boring. It's the most boring thing ever. But okay, what I would say, if you want to be able to do it intuitively, I would recommend doing 3 months strict tracking.
Tracking?
So then you have an idea.
Oh, yeah.
Of like, because then you understand portion sizes. You know that 200 grams of this type of meat is going to be about this many calories.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, if you want to do it intuitively, I would recommend doing like 2 to 3 months strict diet, tracking everything, and then you can go intuitive.
Mm.
And because you need to be careful, like I need to be careful because I'll get obsessed and then I'll not do things just because of the calories.
Borderlines on an eating disorder, sort of.
Does
it's very, it's healthy, but it does sort of drip into that sort of area.
It's like area. It's less healthy mentally.
Yeah. And then it also, if you, I'm not going to say you're not ready to diet if you don't want to track calories, but the simplest form to do it, simple as it gets, eat whole foods that aren't processed.
Yeah.
Eat less food.
Yeah.
Do more cardio. That's all you got to do.
Just eat less.
Yeah.
Just like seriously. Okay. Look, if you don't want to track anything, eat exactly what you're eating. But every single time you have a meal, just eat half the amount.
Mm.
And then that's going to work. It should work fine.
And you should do it for a period of time where it works for a long time and then you plateau and then you realize, oh, it's kind of fun. Let me dive more deeper into it.
Exactly. One of my things that I've been doing is, so like, I feel what I get obsessed with it and I can't bring myself to track them fully anymore or else I'll fucking like not do anything. So what I do is like, I will, on the days where I have like, where I feel like I've earned like good food, like tasty food, that's when I'll eat it without guilt. So like what I'm doing at the moment is like Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I run and I go to the gym. So it's like when I go for a run, I like to run on an empty stomach. So like I'll usually won't eat breakfast. So I'll run and then I'll have like a fucking tasty lunch.
Mm.
And then I'll have like, maybe I'll snack a little more that day because my body actually needs it. I know it needs it. And because then I'm also going to the gym and then I'll have like a nice dinner. So the days that I do that where I've earned it, like I don't feel guilty.
I think that's a good point to leave it on is the last thing is you got to figure it out for yourself.
Mm.
Whatever works for your body, whatever works for your brain, and you find the happy little system that might be like that. You reward yourself after double training, or you have to be completely disciplined because you can't allow yourself to have cheat days because you just spiral.
Yeah.
It's learning about what your body's capable of doing and being disciplined. That's simple as it comes.
Facts. Is that it?
Diets. We want everyone in 2024 to get fit.
Yeah.
That's
get
it.
Fit, be happy, and good luck.
What you wanna do, be what you wanna be, relatables.
All right, everybody. This is from you guys, actually.
Yeah?
I read the comments.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm good like that, man.
Yeah, I don't read any. I don't read comments. I read the YouTube comments.
Yeah, you do reply to them.
I don't. I like replying to the YouTube comments, but like TikTok and Instagram, like I don't want to get like depressed, so I don't read them.
When I need an idea, sometimes
do we get hate in them?
Oh, sometimes 90% good.
Okay,
we do get some. It depends what the topic is. Sometimes we get hate, but it's funny on the internet. One single video and they can ridicule your whole page.
Yeah. Like we had news articles written about us.
Yeah.
Just from one video. And then the next video is like things we love about girls.
Yeah.
Jesus
Christ. Ridiculous. But this is, he's the type of guy. Then we go a topic. A guy who wears ripped skinny jeans.
Do you want to go first?
Yeah.
A guy who wears ripped skinny jeans is the type of guy that gets drunk off two White Claws.
Hey, that one's good. That's the type of guy whose mum still makes lunch for him.
Facts. Oh my god. Goes to work.
Yeah. Has a nice little bag.
He's like, I wonder what I got for lunch today.
Two little sandwiches.
Oh my god. A guy who wears ripped skinny jeans is the type of guy that wears triangle undies.
Oh, he would too.
There's not enough space for boxes in there.
Imagine going home with someone who's got ripped skinny jeans and triangle undies.
Oh, it's not good.
Guy who wears ripped skinny jeans. That's the type of guy who kisses with his eyes open.
Oh, whoa. I didn't think of that. That's fucking true. All right, next topic. A guy who has holes in his undies is the type of guy to get his girlfriend a present, but it's just his dick in a box.
Oh. Is that directed at me? You're a dog. Oh, that's the type of guy who still uses a bar of soap.
Oh, yuck. I hate that. No. I cannot. No one can use a bar of soap. No, that's disgusting. A guy who has holes in his undies is the type of guy that gets a yeast infection even though he's celibate.
Okay, he's going to be dumb. Can a guy get yeast infection?
Yeah.
Can he?
Why can a guy not get a yeast infection?
Can we?
Yeah, you can get like thrush and all that shit. That's just like yeast.
Oh, is
shit.
That yeast?
I think so.
Okay. Okay. A guy who has holes in undies. That's the type of guy who gets home from work and just sits in his sweaty work uniform all day.
Oh, yes. That's like video games or something.
Yeah.
That's gross. I don't even like I'll do it, but I'm not even the biggest fan of like getting into bed, even though I didn't do anything like bad that day. Like with just like I'll do it, but like I would much prefer to get into like pajamas. Like I know clothes that are clean, or like have a shower, then get into bed.
Yeah.
Cause like my bed's like my clean place.
Yeah, safe place.
A guy who cheats is the type of guy to post his girl on his Instagram with the caption wifey.
Oh, it is too. They're the worst. Oh, I hate him. That's the type of guy whose dog hates him.
Oh, he knows.
Yeah.
The dog knows. Yeah. And he just can't say anything.
I know.
He's like, let me talk.
They have a sixth sense.
Dude, that's true. Is the type of guy to accuse his girlfriend of doing the cheating.
We all know someone who's done it too. I did it because you made me. I did it. A guy who cheats. That's the type of guy who thinks he's God's gift to the world.
Yeah, what's with that?
Yeah.
Why? That's such like a common occurrence, like such a common reoccurrence. Mm. What's with that?
I have no idea. Ridiculous.
It's like just narcissism. Mm. It's fucking disgusting. A guy who gaslights you is the type of guy to cry when you confront him.
He doesn't have a backbone. Always got his gaslighting. A guy who gaslights you, that's the type of guy who thinks you're meant to cook. Oh, that's the type of guy who thinks girls are meant to cook and clean for you.
Fuck, bro. That I feel like it makes me I get so angry about this topic.
Oh, me too.
I get so upset with this topic.
Ridiculous. I hate men who still think that's a thing.
Oh, fuck. I mean, like, look, I don't like cooking, but like, I'm not gonna make anyone cook for me. A guy who gaslights you is the type of guy that would say, now I see why my friends don't like you.
Someone hit me back. I see.
Oh, man, that hurt. Fucking.
You're going to like this one. That's the type of guy who says, did you come?
And then when you go, nah, he goes, yeah, you did. Oh, that's a good one. I didn't get any for the type of guy that says I love you first.
Okay.
Because I was in a mood where I was talking shit about men and I was like, I can't be doing this right now.
Okay. I can quick fire. Okay, a guy who says I love you first. That's a wholesome man. That's the type of guy who opens doors for you.
Oh, see, that's a router. Yeah, facts. Yeah, that's good.
Okay. That's the type of guy who might seem dull at first, but the more you get to know him, the more you fall in love with him.
Got to peel back the layers. He's like an onion.
Yeah.
All right? It's like Shrek. You got to peel back the layers. Fuck. See, yeah. It's like, I was in this mood where I was like, yeah, fuck these guys. And I was like, wait, what do you want me to do something about this? I was like, I can't.
It's wholesome. I can't. We're everything. There are nice guys out there. Man.
But we hope you like that. Maybe if you guys want to send us some topics,
yeah,
we'll do like, I think we'll stick with he's the type of guy.
Yeah.
Because we can really relate to it.
Oh, yeah.
And we can fucking just talk trash about
men. Throw shades.
We don't give a fuck.
Do what you want to do. Be what you want to be. Relatables.
Guys, end of the episode. We hope you've enjoyed. We'll hit it off with, I'm going to finish it off with, before I forget, don't forget to send in the guys' pages.
Oh, yeah.
If you liked that, we'll do it again. So let us know.
Yeah, we'll test run our few new things this episode.
Yeah, nice little trial. And if you have any, like, you know, he's the type of guy, we'll definitely be doing them if you liked that. But last night I watched the Lewis Capaldi documentary.
Oh, it's good, eh?
Have you watched the Lewis Capaldi?
Oh, I watched it when it came out.
Oh, I watched it. It came out last year and I just watched it. Man.
He's gone through some stuff.
Fuck, I didn't know.
Yeah.
Like, this man literally got so stressed that he got Tourette's.
Yeah.
Like, he always had it, but it like flared up real bad when he got stressed.
Yeah.
I felt bad. And you know what I didn't like about it? Like, good, it was good to have an insight, but like, I still, after watching it and everything, like, I still feel like he's not happy.
No, he's not at all.
Like, I feel like he shouldn't be in this industry because he's not happy.
But he was meant to tour Australia and he cancelled the Australian tour.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, because of his Tourette's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, he can't do shows and shit.
Yeah, I know.
So,
he's just gotta,
I mean, like, if he's made enough money, I think he should just chill.
I think he should be fine.
Like, I think you've done good enough. He did release an album this year.
Yeah.
Just released it in 2024.
Oh, listen, he's got like one or two good songs on it.
A couple of good songs on it. So, look, that album will probably do quite well. And I think, Lewis, you deserve to be retired. You've done well.
Yeah.
You've got enough money to just chill for the rest of your life.
Yeah. Are you going to sing one of his songs?
But I think I want to sing one of his songs. All right. Yeah. So, Song We Love by Lewis Capaldi, guys. I'm going to try and give it my all. All right.
I might just let everyone enjoy this.
I can't fucking
sing. No outro.
I'm getting sick of singing too because I'm so bad. I don't even listen to it.
I think you're good.
All right. I feel like I need to like get into it straight away because like the start of his chorus is like into
it. Yeah. Give it your all, man.
I guess I don't really know the...
No, you got it.
I guess I kind of like the way you numbed all the pain.
Confidence is key.
I guess I kind of like the way you numbed all the pain. Now the day bleeds into nightfall and you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down and you pulled the rug.
I was getting kind of used to being someone you loved.
Facts.
That was good.
He's a fucking... What did he go through? That's about his grandma.
You went, really?
Yeah.
You went for that. That was good. Thank you, everybody, for listening. See ya.
Do be what you wanna be. Relatables.